Good morning, everybody, and this is the Morning Podcast Show, and I'm your host, Matthew Garris. It's a beautiful day out in Lexington, South Carolina, and on today's topic, we will be discussing the history of social injustice within sports and how it still impacts our world to this very day. Without further delay, let's get straight into our podcast. Pro athletes are a very crucial part in our society today. When they protest and stand up for what they believe is right, it could determine the viewpoint of public ideas on social injustice. History has given us many examples of protests in sports that have taken place throughout history. For example, the 1969 college football protest. A number of protests that roiled the 1969 college football season mostly centered on demands of political expression and or personal respect made by black athletes. In February, an Oregon State linebacker by the name of Fred Milton was suspended for violating team rules regarding facial hair. Milton's choice of a Net Van Dyke worn in the offseason no less triggered a campus crisis featuring accusations of racism, which leveled by the OSU Black Student Union, led to campus boycotts and competing rallies for and against Milton's rights to choose his own style of grooming, which ultimately led to the exodus of 2/3 of the OSU black students from campus. Both sides argued on who was in the wrong and who was in the right. The school believed that there was no racial profiling because they were just following team rules regarding facial hair. On the other side of the argument, Fred Milton believes he should have the right to choose his own style of grooming, and the OSU Black Student Union did not agree with the school as well, which led to campus protests and a mass departure of African American students. In today's world, protests continue to happen, like the Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans when they kicked off the 2020 NFL season by holding a moment of unity against racism together on the field of Arrowhead Stadium, only to have boos heard from the Kansas City crowd. The visiting Texans were not on the field for Lift Every Voice and Sing and the national anthem, while the Chiefs remained on the field for both. The boos began after the Texans returned to the field to join the Chiefs during a moment of silence and show of unity. The crowds eventually applauded once the chain was formed, and the teams then broke apart to get ready for kickoff. I believe that in the near future, people will be able to see others not as a color or a race, but as a human being just like them, and be able to live in peace with one another. Students in the future today will be able to accept everyone for who they truly are, and there will be no racial profiling and everyone will be equal. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.